The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
Jesus said, if another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you're not listened to, take one or two others along with you so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen, even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am among them. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So Ezekiel is in Babylon, and they have been invaded, and most of the leadership's been transported to Babylon, and his mission to be a watchman for Israel in chapter 6, in many ways I think he's feeling kind of like frustrated and he's failed. And I want to end with the last, I begin with the ending and then move back. So it ends, God says, as I live, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their ways and live. Turn back. Turn back from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? I think the idea that people have that, like, God sits back and watches, and if we do good, he'll send a blessing, and if we do bad, he sends a punishment, is not right. I'm not saying it never happens that way, but primarily I think what happens is God says, here's a good way to go, and here's a bad way to go. Like real parents. So when you're a child, your parents say, don't jump off the roof. And you jumped off the roof. Did they come then and snap your leg in half to tell you not to do it? No, you did that on your own. When you did stuff you weren't supposed to do, you suffered the consequences. And that's what God's saying. I don't want to see you doing dumb stuff and having your life messed up. That's not my goal. I don't delight in it. So many of us were raised where we were told, you know, God's just looking for any excuse to get you. He's just a furious, you know, with a list of reasons. God says, that's not how I operate. He said, I really prefer that you do what I tell you to do and live. That's why he sends Ezekiel. That's why he sends the prophets. There to be the word sentinel. I like the word watchman better. The people whose job it is to watch and to warn people. The mission of prophecy is the church's mission as well as Israel's. You and I know what we're supposed to do, and we need to listen. We need to listen. And if you don't know, it's because you spent too much time doing the wrong stuff. Last night we had football. I'm watching football. I could spend whatever it is, hour and a half or 2 hours watching a football game. But if I told you I prayed for 2 hours, you guys would go, man, that guy is a religious maniac. 2 hours praying. But yet, like what Texas and Alabama's football team, I don't know who anybody is on those teams. But it's enough. I'll turn on and watch, or I'll watch some stupid movie. Why is it the things that don't matter we can spend hours doing, and the things that really matter we're afraid to do because we don't want to be religious maniacs? God's message to us is clear. Turn back so you don't die. We live in a time where mental illness is so rampant. It's like, really? Why did that happen? And I'll tell you why. It's because we, the church, did not do our job for our kids and grandkids. Because we didn't want to look judgmental. All right, so here's the question. If someone says, how do I get to the Pink Palace? Can you give them directions? Yeah, you don't say, look, I don't know if you should go to the Pink Palace. I'm who am I to judge? I'm not going to tell you. We don't do that. We can give people directions. Well, we've been given the directions. We've been told the way we should walk. The prophets tell us we need to turn around, but we as a church also need to turn people around. And this is why it's so clear to me. It says, so you mortal I've made a sentinel. The words mortal are actually Ben Adam, son of Adam. And if you go back to the first mention of Adam, God made him a watchman on the garden. That's the human. Human beings is the image of God. That's our responsibility. We are supposed to mediate God to the world. And the church has decided not to do that. In fact, the church has decided to ask the world what we should support. At least here, I don't think we're doing that too much. But probably in a lot of areas we are, in terms of what matters most. In terms of what matters most. I remember preaching 20-something years ago. I said, most people in this church, and it wouldn't be you because your kids weren't even alive there, some of them. I said, the major goal is they're much more concerned that their kids went to a good school and got a good job and had a very successful career than they are whether or not they were Christians. And I said, if God sent these people in this church, I'm talking about when it was filled with all these kids, here's your option. Your kid's going to live in poverty, but they're going to be a saint. Or they're going to be totally cut off from me, but they're going to live the good life. Which one do you choose? And I said, I know what people would choose. Because we chose it. That's what we chose. And the good life turned out to be a lie. And now they're a mess. And society's a mess. And it's our choice because we didn't listen. So you, son of Adam, be a watchman. Now, I'm going to tell you what happened to me when I was preparing this. As some of you may have heard, last Sunday I went home and I was very angry because I was sick. And as the day went on, I got madder and madder because I just knew. I knew what it was because Levi had COVID and I just knew what it was. And we finally got the tests, and so I spent the week in bed. And I was sick. I really was. And during that week, I listened to a lot of stuff. I also read over the readings, and there's a lot of good stuff here, and I was, Ezekiel kind of just twisted with me and all, and I was just sitting there, and all of a sudden this story popped in my head from my life. So this is a true story. I don't do a lot of biographical stuff. This is about 60 years ago in outside of Chicago, in what we call Mart. They didn't have stores like they do today back in the 60s. I mean, and all I remember is, like, there are all these tables and stuff, and there's people everywhere. And when we walked in, my mom said to me, there's four of us kids, don't wander off. Do not wander off. And there's people everywhere. I said, don't wander off. So I'm following. And she is doing some stuff here with clothes, looking at clothes. And there is comic books. So I picked up the comic book because, you know, they're 10 cents. Money doesn't grow on trees. If you're going to read a comic book, it's going to be in the store. So I'm looking at the comic book and making sure she's there, and I'm getting in, and it was Batman, I'm sure, because I was so into it. And I was in total bliss. I was so happy. I couldn't have been happier until I turned around and looked, and they were gone. You know that fiery feeling you get in the pit of your stomach? When you realize that you're going to die because you've been, your family's gone and it's over. And I still remember that I couldn't breathe. I was just all here. And I'm walking through the store. Apparently I found them because I'm here today. But as I thought about that story, it just occurred to me, that is the whole of my life. My whole life is God the Father, the great parent God, saying, stick with me. And me being distracted by comic books. Now, I want, in the story, notice, I didn't say I started becoming a drug dealer. I didn't become a pimp. I didn't become like a mass murderer. I didn't do evil stuff. I was distracted with a comic book. And that's enough. A comic book was enough to get me cut off from my family, to lose my family. And that's the story of your life. I don't know what your comic book is. I don't know what it is that distracts you from the most important thing. But whatever it is, put it down and go to God. And secondly, understand, it ain't so much he's telling you not to be bad. He's telling you to choose life. But he holds you responsible for the people out there if you don't tell them. He doesn't say it's your turn, your job to make them change. He says it's your job to speak out. And I want you to make a list in the last 6 months. How many times you've spoken out God's truth to anyone. And understand you are responsible. Amen.